Patient name, Susan Kennedy. This is a 64-year-old married Caucasian female. I am taking over her case for Dr. Epstein. The patient has been previously treated by Dr. Epstein for bipolar type 2 disorder. Onset of illness was in 2019 when she was depressed, couldn't sleep. It was triggered by the mother-in-law and father-in-law's death within 12 hours of each other. The patient had sleep problems for over a year. She had a negative sleep study. Her current medications are Lamictal 275 milligrams PO once daily, Seroquel 25 milligrams once daily, and Xanax 0.5 milligrams once daily. The patient reports a history of no mania. However, there is documentation in Dr. Epstein's notes of irritability, thought racing, not sleeping, and rapid speech. It appears that her speech is rapid at baseline. The patient has had 1 to 2 panic attacks over her lifetime. She has no obsessions or compulsions. She has no history of abuse. However, she reports that the death of her in-laws was quite traumatic. Her own mother passed away 2 to 3 years ago. She was very involved in the care of her mother and also her mother-in-law. The patient has no prior psychiatric hospitalizations. She was at Mather Partial for a time. She stated she got a lot out of it. She's had medication trials of Cymbalta, medical marijuana, amitriptyline, mirtazapine, trazodone, Restoril, Prozac, Effexor, and Lexapro. The current regimen of taking Seroquel 25 milligrams at HS along with a Xanax 0.5 milligrams are the only things that have helped her to sleep. She had a negative sleep study. Family history. The mother had depression and OCD. There's some question of the father having bipolar affective disorder. There's no history of substance abuse, rehab, or detox. Medical, the patient is on Crestor, and she is on an aromatase inhibitor for breast cancer. She has a history of breast cancer in the left breast for which she received radiation and a lumpectomy. She has hypercholesterolemia. She had a recent calcium score of 117, which indicates moderate risk for heart disease. Surgical, she had the lumpectomy in November of 23 on the left breast. A uterine polyp was removed in the past. Social, she lives with her husband. They have one son in Connecticut who is expecting a child, and they have another son that lives locally. They have a stepson with whom she is close in West Virginia and 2 grandchildren from that stepson. She retired in August. She used to work for Big Brothers and Big Sisters in customer service and doing mentorship. There was a time that she was a nutrition educator. She enjoys doing fundraising, making gift baskets, Pilates, and going to the gym. She also likes to read. impression, bipolar disorder type 2, rule out major depressive disorder recurrent unspecified in full remission. Plan, continue Lamictal, continue Seroquel, continue Xanax PRN.